edition 16. Well, actually, this is really edition 17 because I wrongly had the most recent one, edition 15, pegged. When it should have been, I said it was 15 and it wasn't 15, it was 16. So this is my review of last night's camping. So it's the first night with the tent box, and I'm sort of here first thing in the morning. Actually, it's not for, I've already been up and about, but it's my first night with the tent box go. And it was great. I had a really good night's sleep. I fell asleep early. I went to bed watching TV and fell asleep just gone 9, I think, something like that. Woke up about 12:30 and then went back to sleep and didn't wake up again until 2:30. And eventually sort of about 5:30, 6:00, and then started to stir, which is about right. But it was comfortable. The only downside is condensation. It's much like you would get in a regular tent, but the roof is very damp, which is not really a massive problem because they provide you with this blanket that goes, that sort of stops it from dripping on you. But so it's not terrible. The only thing that bothers me a little bit, it might be the way I've set it up, but I can't close the doors properly without working the pole. So I've got to work on that for a bit. I'm sure there's a way around it. But overall, I'm massively impressed. It was very comfortable. It was cold, actually, I woke up. But then that's my fault because I think, you know, my tent, my sleeping bag is a good 10 years old and I didn't bring any extra layers, and I slept in a t-shirt and I ended up having to put my hoodie on because I was cold. But I don't think that's the fault of the tent. I think that's just the fault of me not sorting out my sleep system properly, which I should have done. That was kind of a rookie mistake. I had planned to sort of bring a duvet and, because it's, you know, it's still spring. It's not, you know, it's only just spring, really. It's not like it's, you know, we're in the throes of summer or anything like that. So that's on me. But I would say that this is a positive experience. It was, there's some horses just walking through the field, through the camp, which is kind of cool. So time now. Actually, when I was just drinking my coffee, realised the gas I've probably got is a problem. I got given it for free and it's it keeps causing me problems, which so I'm going to try out some of the other gas I've got at home and see if that's any better. So because I've got to consider gas canisters for summer, and then try and figure out where I'm going to go next week, because that would be cool. I kind of got the camping bug now. Although saying that, I want to try out, just want to check that the inflatable tent still works and is reliable, because I kind of like that. So yeah, I think largely I am really pleased with this. Finally, I'm pleased that I actually got to start using it, rather than, you know, having this huge payment for nothing that's just sort of sitting in Nicole's garage. I'm not massively keen on the idea of how to store it and having it on top of the car for the summer. But it was and is, it was, no, good. I'm pleased with it, actually. So now just going to get ready to go to Gosport. That is all.